So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 8, The Character of Bharat Maharaj, text number 17. So this is in prose, so it's a little, usually don't chant it in meter, but we'll try. Api Ikshenan Asmin. Oh, it's 16. Well, here it says. So it's 16, okay. Ooh, that's an even longer one. Api bata sa vai kripana inabhalako mita hrini suto ho maman aryasya sata kirata matir akrita sukritasya krita vishramba atma pachayena tad avighanayan sujana eva gam isyati. So we're not even going to try to repeat. I'm just going to try to go through this. Apibhatta savhai kripana ena bhaloko mitya harini sutoho mama nar yasya sartha kirata matir akrita sukritasya krita vishramba atma pratyayena tad an avighanayan sujana eva Kamis yati. Please repeat. Api. Indeed. Bata. Alas. Sa. That calf. Vai. Certainly. Kripana. Aggrieved. Inabalaka. The dear child. Mitaharini sutta. The calf of the dead doe. Aho, oh, mama, of me, anaryasya, the most ill-behaved, sota, of a cheater, kirata, or of an uncivilized aborigine, mate, whose mind is that? Akrita sakritasya, who has no pious activities. Krita vishramba, putting all faith. Atma pratyayena, by assuming me to be like himself. Tad avighanayan, without thinking of all these things. Sujana eva, like a perfect gentle person. Agamishyati, will he again return? Translation and purport by his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada ki? Bharat Maharaj would think, quote, alas, the deer is now helpless. I am now very unfortunate. And my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it is always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Purport. Bharat Maharaj was very noble and exalted, and therefore when the deer was absent from him, he thought himself unworthy to give it protection. Due to his attachment for the animal, he thought that the animal was noble, was as noble and exalted as he himself was. According to the logic of Atmavan Manyate Jagat, everyone thinks of others according to his own position. Therefore, Maharaj Bharat felt that the deer had left him due to his negligence, and that due to the animal's noble heart, it would again return. Om Jnanata Varandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krotava Chalang Pangun Lang Hayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shigurum Dinadaranam Vanchakapatyubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyebhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasati Gaur Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a pretty amazing pastime here. Bharat Maharaj was on the level of Bhav. Very, very high level of devotional service. But somehow he became distracted by this doe. And he lost his devotional activities. So this is an example of how careful we have to be. Now, here he is, he's in the forest. I mean, there's so little opportunity to become distracted, you know, from his devotional service. Because there's nothing there, practically. You know, so how much more opportunity there is in this modern civilization to become distracted. And unfortunately, many do become distracted. So we have to be very careful. Srila Prabhupada, he once said, my disciples, they have two diseases. One is they are not enough afraid of Maya. So we should have a very firm fear of Maya. Now who would think that this little deer would be Maya? But it became Maya. He became bewildered by this attachment to this little deer. So this material world, it's a dangerous place. Yeah. So we have to have a firm fear of Maya. And sometimes it's as a, how do we know? What is Maya? Who would think that this would be Maya? Who would think that this, you know, attachment to this little deer would be the cause of his giving up his devotional activities? So many things can be a cause of a forgetfulness of Krishna. So as we're engaged in devotional service, we should be praying to Krishna for protection from Maya. Srila Prabhupada, he once told a devotee, he said, when you rise in the morning, you should pray to Krishna, please protect me, because I may die today, I may die tomorrow. So we don't know when we're going to leave this body, so we have to pray for this protection. And the other disease that he said his disciples had, they like to change things. We do not have enough fear of Maya, and we like to change things. So we had to be careful about this as well. There was one devotee who went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you know, this movement is very nice. It's a very wonderful movement. And it could really, really grow much faster if we had 3 regular principles instead of 4. If we could just have it at no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat-eating. Just leave it at that. And this movement will grow like anything, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, no. I'm not interested in having many flickering stars. But if I can just have one moon, then success. So this devotee was—he kept on kind of pressing Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please, just 3 regulative principles. And Prabhupada said, no. If this is what you want, then go out and start your own movement. Yeah. So purity is the force. Prabhupada just wanted pure devotees. There's so many cheating swamis that go from India and they mislead people. So Prabhupada, he wasn't that kind of a swami. He wanted people to come out as pure devotees. And he, of course, he was the most wonderful example. So here it's mentioned about protection. One time Srila Prabhupada was in front of the deities and he was praying very fervently. And a devotee saw that and he was impressed. Prabhupada was very sincerely praying. So this devotee he was rather bold. So he went to Prabhupada after Prabhupada had left the temple room, and he said, Prabhupada, if you don't mind me asking, you were praying so sincerely. Can I ask what you were praying for? And Prabhupada said, I was praying for protection. So here we have Prabhupada, Shakti Veshavatar, descended for the upliftment of human society, and he's praying for protection. So how much more we have to pray? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is speaking to Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita, and he explains to Uddhava how we should pray to him in the form of the deity. Papanam paimami shabitam ritu graharnavat. This is how we should pray. Please, Krishna, protect me who I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence standing as I am in the mouth of death. So this is how to pray to Krishna. Pray for protection. There's so much distraction in this world. Srila Prabhupada was speaking to some devotees in France, and he was speaking about this. And he said, what is the difficulty? What is the difficulty for attaining love for Krishna? And the devotee said, well, Prabhupada, we can become distracted. And Prabhupada said, yes, this is the difficulty. We become distracted. And therefore we lose our focus on Krishna. Vyavasya mikabhutir eke hakunam. Those who are on this path, they're resolute in purpose and their aim is one. However, the intelligence of those who are not on this path is many branched. So we gotta stay focused on Krishna. And of course the best way to stay focused in this age of Kali is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So of course, as we heard this morning, it's very difficult. Kalar Doshan and Hey Rajan, the age of Kali, it's so degraded. Asti Heko Mahani, Kirtana Deva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Samadra. This age of Kali, it's filled with so many faults. Wherever you go, there's so much faults. Yeah. But the one good quality of this age is that simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we can become completely purified of all attachment, all contamination. and be qualified to enter into the kingdom of God. So this is the mercy. This is our handicap in this age. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna was explaining to Arjuna the yoga system, sixth chapter. And the result of Arjuna hearing this is he said, Krishna, I consider this to be impossible. The mind is chanchalam hi mana krishna pramati balavadudham. It's flickering, it's going here and there. I consider this to be impossible. Chanchalam hi manakrit pamati, because the mind is mad. Balavad, it's very strong. Dridam, it's determined. And to control the mind, it's like, it's more difficult than to control the wind. So this is 5,000 years ago. This is still, Dwapara Yuga. Arjuna was in Dwapara Yuga when this was spoken to him. Kali Yuga started after Krishna left. And he's a pure devotee of Krishna. Krishna's, one of Krishna's dearest friends. And he's saying, oh, this is very difficult. To control the mind is very difficult. So what to speak of ourselves? So difficult. And therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the mind is a non-devotee. It's a non-devotee. And that's why it's so difficult. So we're trying to turn the mind into a devotee. Sangsayam mahabaho manodranagjam chala abhyasena tikhondiya vairagena chikriyate. Therefore, Krishna says in the next verse, he says, it is undoubtedly very difficult to control the mind, but it's possible by constant practice and by detachment. Yes. Just like anything, you practice anything, then you get better at it. Just like we have our Sanatana Dharma Prabhu back there. He's an expert cook. But you wouldn't want to taste his cooking when he first started. Because he probably wasn't very good. Just like anything you do. We have good drummers here. We have good kirtaniyas. But in the beginning, it's not so good. But then with practice, and practice, and practice, and practice, and practice, you get better and better and better. So we also have to control the mind. We have to practice controlling the mind. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astiram. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must bring it back under the control of the self. Prabhupada said the mind is like a child, like a one-year-old child. One-year-old child, it's just always running here and running there. The mother has to constantly be taken care of. Don't go over there. Don't go over there. Come back here. So the mind is like that. We have to constantly bring it back. So what's bringing it back? The intelligence. So our intelligence has to be nurtured by hearing and chanting. And then we can control the mind. If the intelligence is weak, there's no possibility of controlling the mind. Not possible. But if our intelligence is sharp by this hearing and chanting, then it's possible to control the mind and not be diverted by so many varieties of Maya in this world. So what is it now? What would you say? I'm going to ask a question. What would you say is that which diverts one's attention from Krishna consciousness more than anything else right now? What would you say?
Weather.
Are you serious? Anything else?
Internet.
Yeah. Well, that's there. That's in the internet. That's part of the internet. Internet is a huge distraction. Now, even within our society, I've so many, even sannyasis they become bewildered by going, in the wrong places. And they've got the whole world of Maya right in front of your face. if you have access to the internet. I was just in Sankirtan Dham in Italy, and these devotees are really, really fired up. Book distribution, about 10 of them down there. And it was a few days ago, you know, we had Bhima Ekadasi, so I asked anybody there, any of you follow the Bhima Ekadasi? Every one of them rose their hand. I was shocked. Everyone in the temple, they follow Bhima Ekadasi. Not a drop of water. And they told me that even on Ekadasi, they follow Nirjo Ekadasi. So they're very, very serious. And no internet. That really impressed me. No internet. And so it's very, they're really very, Prabhupada once said that our only motto in Krishna consciousness should be to read and distribute books. So these devotees are just like, they're just following this to the T, you know. Amazing. In the early 70s, 1972, the devotees in LA, they had the latest technology called telex. Is that what it is? Oh, you told them yesterday? Oh, so they know about this one. All right, that's a good one. So Prabhupada didn't want them to be involved in this technology because it's a distraction. He said, if you do this, if you get involved with this telex, then you'll just do prajapa. And this Facebook, especially on the internet now, that's what's really distracting devotees. One devotee told me, spent 8 hours on Facebook. And I mentioned this to another devotee, and she said, only 8 hours? I mean, I just can't believe it. You know, that people spend so much time, you know, looking at pictures and hearing this gossip and that gossip. It's just a huge, huge distraction from our Krishna consciousness. And what happens is the next day you're trying to chant your japa, and all these things are going on in your mind, you know, that you're hearing on the internet. Srila Prabhupada said, my disciples, they don't even read the newspaper. Because what's in the newspaper? Same old stuff. You know, this politician said that. This natural disaster happened over there. This person was killed. It's just all the same stuff. You know, chewing the chewed. So better read Prabhupada's books and engage in devotional service. Hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Seva. This is what will help us advance in Krishna consciousness. And this is the goal. This is why we're here. We want to advance in Krishna consciousness. Try to wrap up this material life once and for all. Go back to Krishna. And Prabhupada said that the only ingredient necessary is that we be serious. That we take this seriously. And that means, you know, following the four regular principles, engage in devotional service, and doing everything very attentively. And this is one of the offenses, right? To chanting the holy names of Krishna, inattentive chanting. So we have to try to do it. Also hearing, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to do it very attentively. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada says in a purport that one can see Krishna on every page of the Srimad Bhagavatam if one hears with rapt attention. But to hear with rapt attention, one has to be pure in mind. To be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. And to be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So this is what we're searching for, is this purity. Actually, it's already here. It's in the heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajjukabandoi Shravanadi Sudha Chitti Kuryadoi. It's there. It just has to be reawoken by this hearing and chanting. Just like within wood, there's fire coming from the sun. You take some match and the fire will come out of the wood. But if the wood is wet, then you can't light the wood, right? It's not going to work because it's waterlogged. But if you keep that fire under the wood, eventually the wetness is going to dry out. It may take some time, but eventually it's going to dry out, right? And then the fire will come out. So we're doing this hearing and chanting, and it's taking some time, but we have to be patient. Just like I was preaching to one student in Germany, and the student asked, I find it inconceivable that the name of Krishna and Krishna are not different. And I said, well, you have to be a little patient. And this student said, patient, this word is not even in my dictionary. So it's difficult for us to be patient. We want everything now, but we have to be patient. Just like, what is today, the disappearance day of Mukunda Dutt? Is it? Yeah. So Mukunda Dutt, he was a Jai Sipanta Tattva, was a great devotee, but during the Swayam Prakash of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was giving blessings to all the devotees. So much mercy he was giving. But he had not called Mukunda Dutt. So the devotee said, my lord, you haven't given your mercy to Mukunda. And he said, and I won't give my mercy to him. And the devotees were shocked because he was so close. So Mukunda's outside and he's wondering, what's happening? There's so much mercy has been given. I'm not getting the mercy. And devotees told him this, that Lord Chaitanya had said this. So Mukunda was lamenting. So he asked the devotees, can you go and ask Lord Chaitanya if I'll ever see him again? And they went, and he said, yes, after millions of births. And they went and they told Mukunda. And Mukunda started dancing. He was in ecstasy. I will see him again. I will see him again. I will see him again. He was so ecstatic. Even though it was going to be millions of births, he was so faithful that that would happen. He was in ecstasy that he would see him again. So they went back to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, how did he respond? And they said, Lord Chaitanya, he's dancing. He's in ecstasy because he's going to see you again. He's going to see you again. And he's just in ecstasy. He's so happy. So then Lord Chaitanya said, go tell him he can come now. Tell him he can come now. He's so patient. It's inconceivable. He's so patient. Tell him he can come now. So they went and they told Mukunda, 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 you can go and you can see Lord Chaitanya right now. And he's still in ecstasy. I will see him again. I will see Lord Chaitanya again. I'll see him again. He's in ecstasy. He can't hear them. And one devotee starts shaking. Prabhu, you can go. You can see him now. I will see him again. No, no, you can see him now. I can see him now? Yes, now. Really? I don't have to wait? No, now. Okay, let's go. So he went and he got the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the epitome of patience. He was willing to wait because he had that faith that he would see him again. Yeah. So we had to be patient. Utsaha nishtya dharyat. We had to be enthusiastic also, not just patient. We had to be very enthusiastic to serve Krishna. And Prabhupada said, even if you're not enthusiastic, just act enthusiastic. You don't want to dance, just dance anyway. Yeah. And the enthusiasm will come. And where do we get our enthusiasm from? From other Vaishnavas. Especially from Srila Prabhupada. We get so much enthusiasm. Just like devotees sometimes ask me, Vijay, how is it that you've been distributing books so long? How is it possible? I said, well, I read Prabhupada's books. And that's where I get my inspiration. I get my enthusiasm. Because you know, throughout Prabhupada's books, he's always speaking about preaching. And his Bhaktivedanta purports are just so ecstatic. So inspiring. You just want to engage in devotional service. So, he reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die while still living in sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread the holy name around. So Prabhupada is with us. I'll tell you an interesting book distribution story. Would you like to hear a nice story? This is very interesting. We're going back in the 80s, 1980s, in Russia, during the communist era. There was devotees there in Russia, underground. They would get a book, somehow they would get books into the country, and hundreds of people would read one book, and many would become devotees from that one book. So two devotees, somehow they ended up in the military, in the communist military. So one captain who had started doing yoga, he heard about these privates that were practicing bhakti yoga. So he told his private servant, go, you know those two privates, he knew their names. Go and tell them I want to see them. So these two young privates, they were scared. Oh my God, the captain wants to see us. Oh no, he must have did something wrong. Such a big person. Yeah. So they went in there and the captain said, I hear you two are practicing something called bhakti yoga. I'm also doing some yoga. Do you guys have any literature? And one of them said, yes, actually, I have a Bhagavad Gita right here. So he handed it to the captain. And he told the captain, yeah, we just asked for a donation for it. And the captain, he was shocked at first, but then he was impressed. You know, these guys are, they're bold. You know? So he gave a donation. And he kept the Bhagavad Gita. And a couple of weeks later, these privates, they saw the captain and said, oh, captain, hello, have you started reading Bhagavad Gita? Oh, no, no time. So busy. Oh, okay. A week later, they saw him again. Have you started reading yet Bhagavad Gita? No, no time, too busy. Can't do it. And then he thought, maybe I should just read the translation. Then if they ask me again, then I could tell them that I'd read it. So he read the translation. It only takes, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours to read the whole translation, Bhagavad Gita. So he read that. He read the whole translation. Then when they asked him again, they said, yes, yes, I've read it. Oh, very nice, very nice. That night, Prabhupada came to him in a dream and said in perfect Russian, it would be good if you read the purports also. And he woke up shocked. This Swami, he speaks Russian. Perfect Russian. So when he woke up the next day, he started reading the purports also. So his name is Bhakti Krishna Swami now. In Russia, he's a sannyasi now. He became a devotee. He's traveling around Russia, preaching. So this is Prabhupada. You want to hear one more story? I was in Russia, and one devotee came to me and he said, Vijay, you're not going to believe this, but there's a lady here now. She's from Brazil. And she had some disease. and it was incurable. So she didn't know what to do. She was sleeping. And she said, Prabhupada came to her in a dream and said, don't worry, I will heal you. My name is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I don't think he said Prabhupada. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And I will help you. Don't worry. So imagine Prabhupada coming to your dream like that. She woke up all excited. And she remembered the name. She went on the internet right then. She went on the internet and this happened in Vrindavan. She was in Vrindavan. So she went on the internet. She found out about the Hare Krishna movement. She and her husband flew to Vrindavan. Somehow that she was inspired to go to Vrindavan. So she got all these books, many books of Prabhupada. And she was so happy to be there with the devotees. She got japa beads and she didn't know anything practically until she got to Vrindavan. So then she got all these books, she got her beads, and she was just so excited because she understood this is what Prabhupada wanted. That this is how I'll be healed. He wasn't thinking of my material body, but he was thinking of my soul. He said, don't worry, I will heal you. So she was so excited to read Prabhupada's books and chant Hare Krishna because of that special meeting of Prabhupada in her dream. So Prabhupada's still making devotees. It's amazing. It's amazing. Huh? So we're very fortunate. And we want to also help others become fortunate by getting these books. You know? And therefore this is a big year. This is the 50th anniversary of ISKCON's being established. So we want that every devotee in ISKCON distribute 50 books this year. And we have about 1 million devotees, you know, living in the temple and out of the temple. Actually, Japataka Swami said much more. But if we just have 1 million devotees distributing 50 books, how many books would that be? 50 million. 50 million books. So it's possible, actually. If we can just get everybody to distribute 50 books, we can do it. So you can participate in this celebration of ISKCON's being established for 50 years. The most books we ever did was 18 million books in 1 year. And that was in 1977. Prabhupada was ill, and everybody knew there's nothing that's gonna bring Prabhupada's health back quicker than when he hears the book distribution results. So book distribution was going on like everybody was distributing books. And all he wanted to hear in his last days was the results of book distribution. Not the total temple scores. He wanted to hear each individual score, how many books they did. That's all he wanted to hear. Because this was Prabhupada's life, you know. Preaching, writing, distributing, preaching. That was his life. So this is a good way to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. Just distribute 50 books. For those of you that aren't book distributors, so those that are distributors, you probably do that in one day. But for those of you who aren't distributing books, please, just this 50 books. Krishna will help you. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any question, or is it too late to ask for questions, comments, corrections? Yes.
You mentioned practice, that we get better if we practice just. But sometimes it looks like it's not going nowhere.
It's going nowhere.
You try to make it better, but you're still on the same level, or it seems. Do we just need to be determined and Krishna will give results? Or how is with that?
Yeah, you got to be determined. But I've said this here before. It's good to hear. It's good to repeat. I repeat this all the time, and it helps me to remember something that's very good for training the mind. You know, practice means also training. So Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he had a very nice system of training the mind to go back to Krishna. When he would chant and he would be inattentive, he would stop. And he would go back one or two beats and then go forward. Because if we allow the mind to just keep going, it just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes and goes and then it's gone. So this is a nice way to train the mind, to practice bringing the mind back to the mantra. I told this to one devotee, and the next day I saw him, and he said, that's the best thing that I've ever done for my japa. My japa was the best yesterday than it's ever been, just by doing that little training. So we gotta somehow bring the mind back to the mantra. And this is a good way to do it. You'll chant a little more, but that's good. I mentioned this to one devotee, and she said, if I did that, it would take me all day to chant one round. Don't do it too much, you know. You know, maybe, you know, two or three times, you know. Do it two or three times just to let the mind know, listen, you're off. You're off. Let's go back on track again, okay? Let's get back on track. Anything else? Would you like to say anything? Okay. Thank you very much. See you the Prabhupada Ki Jai.